USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The impeachment trial of former President Trump will begin Tuesday afternoon as the Senate will deliberate on a single charge of incitement of an insurrection. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Monday that a bipartisan resolution had been reached on the rules of the trial that will give each side 16 hours to make their case. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the resolution will ensure that the proceedings will be fair.
I'm pleased that Leader Schumer and I were able to reach an agreement on a fair process and estimated timeline for the upcoming Senate trial. This structure has been approved by both former President Trump's legal team and the House managers because it preserves due process and the rights of both sides. It will give senators as jurors ample time to review the case and the arguments that each side will present.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Skiers are swept up in a deadly avalanche in Utah. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A deadly avalanche swept 8 skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing 4. The victims, all in their 20s, included 3 Salt Lake City residents. They were part of 2 separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. 4 survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Alabama Senator Richard Shelby announced Monday that he would retire from Congress at the end of his term. The sixth-term Republican was first elected in 1986 as a Democrat, switching parties in 1994. He is the longest-serving senator in Alabama's history and is the top Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee. The 86-year-old's term ends in 2022. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. That makes about 10% of the country's population that have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before mask mandates can begin to be rolled back. He tells Fox News that could take place in the fall if enough people can get vaccinated.
That will really be dependent upon how we get the level of virus in the community down. If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have uniform wearing of masks. But we're certainly not near there yet. When do I think that would occur? You know, it's very difficult to predict, but if everything falls into the right place and we get this under control, it is conceivable that you might be able to pull back a bit on some of the public health measures as we get into the late fall of this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.